I'm sorry, are you sure this is the podcast you were looking for? Really? Okay then. Welcome to the Pixels and Dice podcast. Every week, our sad little team discusses gaming in various forms, make stupid wisecracks, and generally embarrass themselves quite well with their so-called expert opinions. Remember, you did this to yourself.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
And today, there's something that's been bugging me for a while. And
just one thing?
Well, no, there's been a lot of things bugging me for a while. But one thing in particular has been just kind of gnawing at me a little bit. And, you know, maybe I'm just watching the wrong things on YouTube. But it seems like there's a whole lot of people who, mostly guys, in fact, mostly white guys, who talk about how they're real gamers and they like to make fun of so-called SJWs, social justice warriors, and tend to be conservative, always tend to be, well, relatively assholes, and most of them pretty much are part of the whole Gamergate thing. That's that crowd, right?
Yeah.
And they like to run their mouths about how, oh, you know, SJWs are trying to ruin everything. And in fact, they've got a new acronym for people that complain about video games.
Okay.
NPCs, non-player characters.
I'm so upset.
Well, they're implying that if you're somebody who complains about a game because it is offensive or it portrays things, you know, portrays particular people in a bad way or whatever, for whatever reason you have, whether it's sexist, misogynistic, racist, whatever, whatever the complaint is. If you complain, well, you're just a non-player character. You don't really play games. You're not a real gamer. You don't know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
So it's entirely dismissive of anybody that complains. Used to be it was just these so-called social justice warriors, you know, these far-left types that, you know, the butch haircut feminist lesbians and, you know, the people that sit there and they're just looking for reasons to complain, the Anita Sarkeesians of the world, and rah, 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 rah. They're just trying to destroy games for us men.
Yeah, it's a pretty good Rush Limbaugh, by the way.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not bad.
Wasn't what I was trying to do, but whatever.
Eh.
Now, we're white guys, okay?
Yeah.
That's fairly obvious.
But I don't take their little titles, their little whatevers, seriously, because who cares what they think?
Well,
I don't give two shits what any of those dipshits have to say. Oh, they're going to call me an NPC because I find a few things offensive. You know what I do when I find something offensive in a game? I don't spend money on that game, or I don't buy that game.
Sir, you're trying to destroy gaming from within.
It's called consumer. It's the consumer market. It's basically, if I don't like what they're selling, I'm not going to buy it.
No, sir, you are trying to take away the First Amendment rights of those God-fearing game developers who made that game the way they wanted it to be made.
Did I tell them that they couldn't make the game? That they couldn't do it whatever they wanted? I just don't like it, so I'm not going to pay them for it.
No, sir, because you don't like it and because you didn't spend that money, you and you alone are destroying gaming from within. You are what's wrong with this America. MAGA.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Yep. Okay.
All hell Trump.
Let me give you a little bit of help here. I will loosen the band on your hat because apparently it's cutting off the circulation to your brain. Now, go back and drink your antifreeze. Have a nice day.
Here's the thing. Look, the way I see it is this. You know, you and I have both been playing games since the 70s, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's video games, tabletop role-playing games, board games, whatever.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Hell, you could count back your board games back to the 60s.
Uh-huh.
Because you're older than me. I just like to point that out. I'm old. He's really old.
I wouldn't consider 4 years that much older.
Still. Anyway. But
whatever.
The fact is, we've been playing games a long time. Okay? And like I started to mention before, we're white guys, so we're just like them in that respect. So I know, you know, they can't say, oh, you know, it's just those, you know, people of color and the women's, and they're just trying to take away things from the white men. No, no, sit down, you little Gamergate punk. These white guys got something to explain to you, especially this one, Scormus. I'm going to tell you this right now. You're an asshat, okay? If you utter the term SJW or NPC and mean it as an insult, you can go fuck yourself. Because, and I don't care if you unsubscribe. Please do. I don't want you listening to this show. I don't know how Beelus feels about it. Fuck you. With a big old rusty saw. Don't want you around because you are what's wrong with the world today. Okay? Look, if somebody wants, I'm sorry, soapbox. If there's something wrong with a game, it should be called out. If a game development house is doing something offensive, it should be called out because the world does not fucking revolve around you. Oh, it's just art. It's just, you can't tell fact from fiction. Oh, no. What, you're ruining things for us. Fucking grow up, please. There's a world around you, and it involves people other than you. And they, if they're offended by something, should say something. That's not saying that it has to be censored. That's not saying it should be pulled off the market. That's not saying people should lose their jobs, per se. It's simply saying that people who have a complaint about a game should have the right to say it without being ridiculed, without being implied that they're not a real gamer. Motherfucker, I've been playing games for over... Well, not over, I'm only 50 years old. I've been playing games for almost 50 years. I have thousands of dollars in role-playing games and video games. I know what I'm motherfucking talking about. Okay? So this white guy is telling you, stupid, fedora-wearing, incel pieces of shit, that you should sit down and let the adults talk. For once. Because obviously you aren't in that group. Now I'm going to sit back here and have a drink of soda and let Beelus be nicer to you.
Why?
Well, that's your choice.
I think they're asshats.
Oh, clearly.
Because they bitch about other people complaining about a game. But I can tell you, a good portion of those people were spearheading the complaints to Blizzard about Diablo Mobile. I can guarantee it.
Yeah.
Because that's something they were hot for. And instead of getting Diablo 4, they got a mobile game coming out.
Which is beneath them.
They were rightly upset that they didn't get what they wanted, so they're going to bitch and scream and complain, and they're going to wish, you know, death and murder and whatever upon everybody involved.
True
enough. That's okay for them to do.
Mm-hmm.
But for somebody to look at a game and go, you know, to exploit the horrors of war for profit when the war is going on right now, people are suffering right now, and they find that offensive, and they bitch about it. That's too much.
Yeah.
Come on, get your priorities straight. Pull your head out of your ass. And take a breath of fresh air for once in your fucking life.
Yeah.
You're a steaming turd in the world. Let the people who are actually worth something Make it a better place instead of dragging everybody else down to your steaming pile of turd level. Okay?
Yep, that's pretty much the point in a more succinct and nicer way than I would have said it. But what you're referring to there about the whole war thing is news that we recently got from White Wolf Publishing, the people who put out a vampire role-playing game, right?
Yeah, and I'm a huge fan of White Wolf products.
Oh, yeah, The World of Darkness is awesome.
Amazing. One of the best horror role-playing games out there.
Well, recently they put out 5th edition of Vampire the Masquerade, which is great. I love Vampire. I haven't bought 5th edition, but because I already have enough money in 1st, 2nd, and 3rd editions.
Well, and we just don't have the time to play.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of point to buying it if we're not able to play. But point is, they released a couple source books, specifically for the Camarilla and for Anarchs, which are, Camarilla is the governing body, the official governing body over vampires to keep everything in check and to keep all the vampires from being killed by the normal humans. The Anarchs are a specific offshoot of vampires, a bloodline, let's say, a clan, as they would put it. Okay. Well, there was some fairly messed up stuff in these books, which got called out by, oh my God, SJWs, they're NPCs. And in the Camarilla book, it specifically mentioned Chechnya. Now, the Chechen area is pretty war-torn, and there's all kinds of honestly fucked up stuff that goes on over there. And they turned that into fodder for their game, which is probably a bad idea.
It falls under the that's way too soon.
Yes.
Category.
Yes. I know a lot of people have said, well, you know, they've talked about other things before. They've brought up stuff and, you know, used stuff like, you know, slavery and whatnot, as a slave trade and whatnot, as fodder for books in the past. Yes, that's true. That was a little bit ago, though. It's not going on right now.
Well, it actually is. It's just not as...
We're talking the African slave trade. That's okay. What I mean. Not... Yes. There is some, you know, the white slavery thing. We get that. But that's not the issue.
Right.
The point is, you're muddling my conversation here, son.
And?
The point is, yes, the vampire books, in fact, the whole World of Darkness, is predicated on some pretty screwed up stuff. And to be honest, there are books that have been put out for vampire in the past that are way, way more fucked up than these books that we're discussing here. But that doesn't say, just because that other stuff was done and it probably shouldn't have been, doesn't excuse these things from happening. Hey, I'm sorry, officer. You can't arrest me for punching that guy because, you know, I'm going to tell you, a few weeks ago, I know somebody else got punched and they ended up getting off. So, you know, you can't do anything to me. I punched this guy. But, you know, what can I say? You know, that other guy got off. And so you can't do anything to me. No, we totally can, because they're unrelated incidents.
Well, and if somebody had gone into the and started talking about, you know, these other things, then they would have dealt with them then.
Yeah.
Right?
Now, specifically, I know somebody has mentioned the Sabbat book, which really has some screwed up stuff. But the Sabbat are really, really screwed up. And the stuff that they brought up wasn't an active motherfucking war zone where gay people were, if they were found, they were taken out and killed by the government, just hunted down and killed. That shit don't fly. Plus, you know, religious, you know, going after, you know, the Russians going after Islamic people and whatnot. It's just the Sabbat book was bad for other reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So it just, it's deflection is what it is. And that just pisses me right the fuck off. They talk about, oh, you're hurting their First Amendment rights. Well, what about the people making these complaints? Don't they have the right to voice their opinions? It's not like they said, hey, you know, these people should be fired. Hey, you know, this company should go under. They said, hey, that shit's fucked up. You might want to do something about that. But, oh, wait, update. They did.
And what did they do?
Well, I'll just go ahead and read it. You see, White Wolf used to be owned by CCP.
Right.
Well, now they're owned by Paradox Interactive. Whatever the fuck that is. Hello, everyone. My name is Shams Georgiani. I hope that's his name. I mangled that. VP of Business Development at Paradox Interactive and Interim Manager at White Wolf Publishing. I wanted to inform you of some changes that will be implemented at White Wolf starting immediately. Sales and printing of the Vampire 5th Edition Camarilla and Anarch books will be temporarily suspended. The section on Chechnya will be removed in both the print and PDF versions of the Camarilla book. We anticipate that this will require about 3 weeks. This means shipping will be delayed. If you have pre-ordered a copy of Camarilla or Anarchs, further information will follow via email. In practical terms, White Wolf will no longer function as a separate entity. What? The White Wolf team will be restructured and integrated directly into Paradox Interactive. And I will be temporarily managing things during this process. We are recruiting new leadership to guide White Wolf both creatively and commercially into the future, a process that has been ongoing since September. Going forward, White Wolf will focus on brand management. Okay. This means White Wolf will develop the guiding principles for its vision of the World of Darkness and give licensees the tools they need to create new, excellent products in this story world. White Wolf will no longer develop and publish these products internally. Cue the record scratch. This has always been the intended goal for White Wolf as a company, and it is now time to enact it. The World of Darkness has always been about horror, and horror is about exploring the darkest parts of our society, our culture, and ourselves. Horror should not be afraid to explore difficult or sensitive topics, but it should never do so without understanding who those topics are about and what it means to them. Real evil does exist in the world, and we can't ever excuse its real perpetrators or cheapen the suffering of its real victims. That, bingo, is the point. In the Chechnya chapter of the V5 Camarilla book, we lost sight of this. The result was a chapter that dealt with a real-world ongoing tragedy in a crude and disrespectful way. We should have identified this either during the creative process or in editing. This did not happen, and for this we apologize. We ask for your patience while we implement these changes. In the meantime, let's keep talking. I'm available for any and all thoughts, feedback, and blah, blah, at my email address, blah, blah, whatever. Wow, there's a lot in that letter, isn't there?
Quite a bit.
Yeah. First of all, it's nice that they provided an apology.
Right.
That's good. Now I know the people, the Gamergate crowd is going to bitch and scream, oh, they shouldn't have apologized. They didn't have anything to apologize for. No, they totally did. That's why companies make apologies. Because, you know what? They're not selling to you. If they didn't, if they weren't going to, if they said, we have nothing to apologize for, this is just the stuff we do, then they're trying to sell to you, to the Gamergate crowd, to the conservative gamers, right? But the fact that they apologized means they want to keep other people as customers. They're selling to the big boys and girls out there, the ones that actually care about the rest of the world. I'm sorry, I stepped on you?
No, that's fine. I was just saying they're trying to sell to the majority of the populace out there who play games.
Bingo.
Because the gamer bait morons are just a tiny, insignificant bit to the gaming world.
In fact, I wonder if they even play these games.
Probably not. It's just something to bitch about. It's a platform for them to be dicks.
Right. Oh, wait. Isn't that exactly what they do to the SJWs, saying that they're non-player characters? How's it feel, you little bitch? Anyway.
Yes.
My concern here is that Paradox has now enveloped White Wolf and turned them into a brand management company, and that they're not going to be even developing their own game.
They're probably not.
Oh, no, they said right now. They said White Wolf will no longer develop and publish these games internally. They're licensing out the World of Darkness.
Well, I guess that could be for the best, but probably not.
Yes. And this is where I'm going to give the Gamergate fuckwads some due. They complain that people like Anita Sarkeesian and other feminists and SJWs, so-called NPCs, they just want to hurt game companies. They want to hurt comic book companies by forcing them to be more inclusive, to force them to be politically correct and yada yada. You know what politically correct means, by the way? Actually thinking about other people before you open your full mouth. That's all. But anyway, the point is, they say that these SJWs, these social justice warriors, are going to hurt gaming and cost people jobs. And right here, in fact, this probably costs some people their jobs.
Probably.
It's possible everyone kept their jobs, but I don't see it. You got to figure at least the guy in charge of White Wolf isn't in charge anymore, because this, you know, Shams guy or girl, I don't know, maybe. I don't want to, you know, oh God. I don't want to assume gender roles. They, whoever they are now in charge of White Wolf. So whoever was, you have to assume, is not anymore. I don't know if they got fired, but they have been replaced.
Mm-hmm.
So in a little way, that kind of proved the douche knocker's point.
To a degree, yeah.
To a very small degree. And here's why. This is one specific time. The World of Darkness and White Wolf has never backed away from a book. I don't remember them ever canceling production and delivery of a book before, let alone two. So the fact that they did, and the fact that the company, their parent company, stepped in and changed their freaking business model and is licensing out the game now for further development, licensing out all their IPs for further development, tells me right there that this was something that was so bad that Paradox Interactive said, whoa, 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 hold up. We can't allow that. So this isn't the SJWs forcing change and forcing people to be fired and blah. No. Somebody ran the dollars and cents and said, dude, we're going to lose here. I don't know. I think I'm pretty liberal. I'm a democratic socialist. I would consider myself one of those SJW types. All right? I'm pretty sure you're right there with me.
Pretty much.
And we play White Wolf games. We've played them for years.
Mm-hmm.
Bought a lot of their products. I've never known anyone of these, you know, Gamergate types, these conservative types, to stick with White Wolf games for very long. I know some that have played them.
Oh, yeah. But the problem is,
but they pretty much want to play werewolves, and then they leave when, you know, they had their fill of that, and they move on.
Well, no, usually what happens is they go full min-max, and then they discover that nobody wants to play with them because they're not fun to be around. They're not fun to game with.
Yeah.
And so they go back to playing a game where they can min-max with all the other min-max types. And, you know, I'm not saying a min-max person is necessarily going to be one of these asshats.
But those asshats tend to be munchkins.
Those asshats tend to be munchkins, yes.
Yes. Here's the thing, though. It's the reason that they go, they seem to make such a big deal about this. And the reason I'd say this is not, that the World of Darkness is not their type of game, is that the World of Darkness is, I don't want to say that they're dumb, but it's an intellectual game. It's horror of the mind. This is a game for LARPers. This is a game for people that actually are...
role play?
Yes. They don't just view it as a combat simulator where you're a furry superhero or a superhero. You have all these powers, but don't even think about the whole having to go and get blood. It's...
well, and when they play werewolves, I'll bet not one of them ever actually considered the whole horror aspect of werewolf was not the fact that they have all these other evils and all these other horrors around them that are trying to wipe them out, but it's that their species is slowly dwindling because there's almost no new werewolves being born. They are slowly but surely fading out of existence. Their apocalypse is coming. They know this, and they're just trying to survive.
Well, even after they've gone through the whole horror of realization that they're not human. They've grown up thinking they're human.
Uh-huh.
Most of the time. And then they get this whole, I'm not. I'm this monster. And I can't, it's going to be hard for me to even be part of human society anymore. I mean, there's a whole bunch of horrors that come into just being the character you are. And then trying to survive in a world that appears to be completely normal, but is actively, supernaturally hostile.
Mm-hmm.
It's, not a good thing. And for the most part, they just play them as superheroes, effectively.
Almost every single one of those, the types that you were talking about,
mm-hmm.
they almost always play werewolves, and they almost always play Get of Fenris.
Yeah. And I've known some that, you know how you have werewolves that stay, they're wolves.
Right.
Right? They're raised as wolves and they stay in wolf form most of the time. They almost never go into human form.
Right.
And then you've got the ones that are raised as humans and they stay as humans as much as they can. That's their thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in the middle, you've got these Gamergate conservative dumbass munchkins who try to stay in their Kreenos form all the time. Because that's who I really am. No, you're not. Well, no, you are. But you don't get it. So you're a shambling monster that roams around, and the first time you get spotted, there's going to be a posse coming out to kill you. Werewolves running around in the daytime. Just, in the whole classic howling American werewolf in London form, werewolf form. Yeah, mm-hmm. That tends to get you dead real frickin' quick.
Well, and it's usually not even the humans that get a chance to do it, because the werewolves
are going to take
elders,
you down themselves.
They will come after you because they don't want to be found out about. They want to stay in hiding so they can live longer.
Right. Or just the Camarilla is going to go, oh, look, there's a werewolf that needs to be put down.
Yep.
Or some red hat, a red cap is going to go, hey, look at that. That needs to die. I don't think the ghosts would really care.
No.
But the hunters would.
Mages might.
Oh, well, depends on the mage. They're pretty aloof.
Unless it's something they can utilize and something they can study.
Sure. But you don't think that word getting around that there's something that's constantly in werewolf form running around in such and such location isn't going to pull a whole pack of hunters real damn quick?
Oh, no. they're going to show up, and they're going to show up in force.
Yes, with lots and lots of silver. So,
and you're going to go down fast.
Uh-huh.
And it's not going to be pretty. Yeah, you might kill a lot of things on your way down, but you're going to go down. That's all there's to it.
And strangely enough, the people on our side of the fence, if you want to think of it that way, tend not to play that way. Tend to actually think about characters that, you know, aren't entirely stupid. Just saying.
I don't know. One of my favorite characters was a Children of Gaia werewolf who, he was homeless. And he spent his whole time hanging out on the fringe of vampire society, gathering information. The vampires, a few of them knew about him. They knew he was a werewolf, but they left him alone because he left them alone.
Right.
They just kind of had this agreement to leave each other alone. And he just did his thing.
Yeah.
He helped out the other homeless people. That was his pack. And he protected his people.
Yeah.
That was it. Nothing special. Once in a while, he would have to go to Krenos to, you know, fight off some nasty that decided, you know, to feed on his people, but not very often.
But see, that's the sort of werewolf that could survive in an urban setting that's controlled by vampires. Because as a broker of information, yeah, you know, they might, you know, tolerate you being a little close to this club, let's say. And picking up on bits of information because that vampire bartender can hit you up for a little information that helps out his clan.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it's like the guy who plays both sides of the fence during a war, selling weapons to both sides. Nobody goes after him because, oh, you're selling weapons to my enemy because you're willing to sell to me, too. So they leave you as a neutral party. And the only cost is they don't feed on your people?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, the other thing they asked him to do once in a while is if they had a vampire go rogue and they needed to take out this vampire for one reason or another, it was usually political and I didn't get into the politics behind it, but they didn't want to be attached to this.
Right.
So they'd have a werewolf go out and take him out. I was fine with that. I got to kill a vampire, and it gave my my clan, my pack, more protection. Because now, you know, hey, I did them a favor. They owe me a favor. They're going to leave my people alone.
Sure, and everybody may know that the Ventru was behind it. But officially, nope, some werewolf did that. Oh, isn't that unfortunate? And the people, the clan, who are, you know, attached to that vampire might be pissed as hell, but as long as they can't pin it on them, well, they can't really do anything, but eventually they might be hiring you to put down a Ventru.
Well, and generally it was because it was a rogue vampire. He broke from his clan, so it was his clan having him taken out.
Ah, well, even then, it's even better. The only person who might be upset is the prince, who may not have approved of such a thing, but even then, inner clan situations generally are left alone to that particular clan. So,
but yeah,
anyway, point is, perfectly yes. acceptable character, and it's thoughtful. That's the important part. There was thought put into it. There's a, you know, you actually worked out and how it would work, and with this other situation, you know, working alongside vampires, but not directly interacting with them unless absolutely necessary. That's pretty cool, really, when you get right down to it. Because, I mean,
it was fun.
World of Darkness is not like the movie Underworld, where the vampires hate the werewolves and vice versa. Oh, they're in a constant state of war. No, the werewolves do their thing, the vampires do theirs. They don't interact because they generally come to blows, if that's the case. So the werewolves control the countryside for the most part, and the vampires control the cities.
And as a werewolf in the city, you had to understand that that's the way it is. You are outnumbered, so you have to just learn to live with your enemy.
Yep.
And if you can't learn to live with your enemy, you're going to die. That's all there's to it.
Yeah. Anyway, so, yeah. Do we have any more insults for the alt-right gamer crowd?
Yeah. Get a girlfriend.
Dude, I think you're asking way too much there.
Oh, that's right. They don't consider girls to be, you know...
Girls aren't gamers, son.
Acceptable. Yes, well...
And, oh, I'm sorry. The girls play mobile games, right? They're the ones that are destroying Diablo.
Sure.
We're insulting those types. My wife's looking at me weird. I'm like, yeah, no.
She always looks at you weird.
It's sarcasm, love. Sarcasm. You'll have to hear the episode. Anyway.
Anyway, yeah.
So, if we got nothing else, let's close it up.
Okay.
Okay. Till next time, I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Wow, you actually listened to the whole episode? I'm frankly shocked, and have lost a little bit of respect for you, to be honest. But since you are obviously a glutton for punishment, why don't you drop by our new website, scormy.com? It can't be a much bigger time waster than this podcast has been, can it? Actually, yes, it totally can, but check it out anyway.